What are the biggest questions that fans have about Josh Allen moving forward? I'm tackling them all today on Locked On Bills.
You are Locked On Bills, your daily Buffalo Bills podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Bills Mafia? It's Joe Marino from the Draft Network, and I'm your host of Locked On Bills. Happy Friday to you, and thank you for making Locked On Bills your first listen every day, or if you're joining us on the YouTube channel, your first watch every day. Well, we're going to close out Josh Allen week by digging into the tough questions about Josh Allen that were sent to me to answer. And so we're going to get into some really good conversation today about some of the concerns that people have about Josh Allen and some other stuff along the way. So this should be really fun today. I have loved this week. I'm so happy that we did it. It's that dead period, right, for the NFL where OTAs are over, the players report to camp late in July, and then there's just a whole lot of nothing in between. Well, this is where I really enjoy doing this podcast because it tests my creativity. And I really enjoy looking at that slate of shows, right? I know I have a bunch of shows to fill. And I know I'm not going to get fed breaking news or practice reports or press conferences. And so it really challenges me to think creatively about what we can do on this podcast. And it's really fun. And I've got a bunch of good stuff lined up the rest of the way. And it feels like every year I get all nervous about planning it out. And then there are numerous show concepts that I don't even get to because it just fills up with so many ideas. And there's always so much to talk about with this football team. So it's been a great week and I'm looking forward to the coming weeks. And of course, when the Bills report to camp at the end of July. Also, so today we're going to tackle the tough questions regarding Josh Allen, but we are going to do something like this for every position group. So if you have tough questions about the running backs, tight ends, O-line, wide receiver, D-line, linebacker, secondary, whatever it is, what are the biggest questions that you have? Feel free to go ahead and send them in, and I'll build out these different shows that we're going to get to over the course of the next several weeks. So whatever those big pressing questions are, short-term, long-term, whatever you have, feel free to go ahead and send those in to me. joe@thedraftnetwork.com is my email. You can also shoot me a DM on Twitter at the Joe Marino. Let's get into these Josh Allen questions. The first one comes from Matt. Matt says, Josh Allen, when we first drafted him, I thought we picked the wrong Josh. I watched the Senior Bowl practices, and he didn't look great. But after we drafted him, I realized he could get much better because of the lack of playing time in college. My two favorite memories were his Vikings leap and the Patriots playoff decimation. It's so surreal to have wondered about the quarterback wasteland for so long and have such a perfect guy for the league right now and our team. What do you think Josh's bigness? What do you think Josh's biggest weakness still is? Excuse me. And who is his Hall of Fame comp skill set currently? You can mash some together if you need to. All right, so this is fun. Two questions. What I think Josh's biggest weakness is, and then the Hall of Fame skill set comp. And I am going to have to do a mashup there. We'll actually start there. I think Josh Allen compares favorably with Dan Marino when it comes to arm strength. Just rare, rare arm strength. Dan Marino, Josh Allen, they can do things with the football that not many other people can. So I think that's the arm strength comp. Now, then the running ability, that's where it gets a little bit challenging because Josh is so unique. And what's unique about Josh compared to every other good dual threat quarterback in NFL history is Josh can actually throw. Josh is actually a good passer. And so that's why you see some of these statistics about passing yards and rushing yards and Josh Allen being one of one. That's because all those other dudes really couldn't throw it like Josh. And so the best thing I could come up with was Steve Young for running ability, but Josh is really just kind of one of one. He's a really unique player. The NFL's never really seen anything like him in terms of size, arm talent, athleticism, leadership, just the makeup he's a really rare dude. And so finding comparisons is really, really challenging. Now, the biggest weakness that I have down for Josh Allen, and I'm going to elaborate more on this moving forward throughout some of the other questions that are coming, but I think the biggest thing that I'd like to see Josh Allen develop on the field is ball placement in the quick game. Being more consistent with those quick reads, those quick throws, and putting it in good spots for his targets to make a play on the ball, and then, of course, produce after the catch. I think that's the lowest hanging fruit when it comes to areas that Josh Allen can become more consistent. Now, off the field, I do think that there's something worth mentioning, and I've brought this up a few different times on the podcast, and I don't know if people take it very seriously, but one thing that legitimately concerns me about Josh Allen is his diet. And I'm not sitting here and saying that he's a sloppy, fat guy that doesn't take care of himself. That's not what I'm getting at. But I've heard him talk about his diet, and it concerns me, and he's acknowledged that he needs to improve upon that. And there's going to come a point in time where it's going to catch up with him. And I think we all want Josh Allen to play for as long as possible. And I think his ability to do that is going to really be rooted in how he changes some of his diet and how he takes care of his body. I just feel like that's going to be critical. You hear Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, guys that are old and playing at a high level, their diets are very, very strict. They're very cautious about what they eat and what they don't eat. They both really focus in on pliability, and I think that's going to be really important for Josh. And you wonder how Josh's skill set is going to age, right? What happens when Josh doesn't run as fast and he's not as able to be as quick twitch in the pocket and stiff arm guys? You know, how does his game evolve? And again, I think he's a good enough passer for it to evolve better than a lot of the other dual threat quarterbacks. But for him to sustain this level of play for a really, really long time and keep the dynamics that make him great, I think focusing in on some of that diet and nutrition and pliability is going to be really, really important for Josh to play for a really, really long time and win all the Super Bowls that we want to see him win as a quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. Next one comes from Alex. Alex says, "Hey, Joe, I have a question for Josh Allen Week. With the objective of refuting the claims in mind, I'm wondering if you could step into the shoes of a Josh Allen critic, maybe even a hater, and come up with a few of the most legitimate or common critiques you've heard or can come up with yourself. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the validity of some popular Allen critiques like inaccuracy, poor decision-making, carried by the defense, can't win the big games, etc. We'd love to hear if you could refute those claims as well. I still see many Josh Allen haters on Twitter and would love to hear your thoughts on the legitimacy and validity of critiques or lack thereof." So let's focus in on the four things that you brought up: inaccuracy, poor decision-making, carried by the defense, and can't win big games. And I guess what's really interesting to me is, just at a high level, you know, Josh Allen's a superstar in the world of sports, right? Not just the NFL. He's a big-time global superstar. And he feels like such a likable player to me, and I'm trying to, like, strip away my fandom, but also just understand what he does on the field, what he's like as a person. And I have a difficult time understanding why anybody wouldn't like this guy. The only reason I think you wouldn't like Josh Allen is you're a fan of the Dolphins, Patriots, and Jets, and you don't like players in the Bills because they're division rivals, or you don't like what Josh Allen did to your favorite team when you played against him. Because this is the type of skill set in person that everybody should be a fan of. This is the type of superstar that you want. All right, so I don't understand why Josh Allen would have haters, other than losers hate winners, and that's just how people are. So the four things that you brought up, let's dig into them. The first one is inaccuracy. I would say that there is room for Josh Allen to become more inaccurate, I do think there is room for Josh Allen to become a more accurate quarterback. But at the same time, I don't think he's inaccurate. I don't think it's a major, major concern of his game. I think he's a perfectly accurate NFL starting quarterback. I just feel like there's room for some improvement. Now, it's not something that I think you point to and really spend a lot of time critiquing because he's mostly sound with his ball placement and accuracy, but I do think he can get better there. Number two is poor decision-making. Well, people will throw to Josh Allen throwing 15 interceptions in 2021. He wasn't much of an interception thrower before last season, but what I think is most important, because people are going to talk about 15 interceptions, the second most in the NFL, let's look at his interception percentage, because Josh Allen throws the football a ton. Last year, even in his worst year, it was at 2.3%, which was 18th in the NFL, kind of middle of the pack. He's 14th in turnover-worthy play percentage, middle of the pack. Part of what makes Josh Allen a special quarterback is because he can do things that other quarterbacks can't, and he can get away with a lot more. And so that makes him more of a willing quarterback when it comes to doing things that are risky with the football. I think that's just part of what you get with Josh Allen. That's part of what makes him great. But again, does he have room to take care of the football better? Yes, but it's just like the accuracy stuff where I don't think Josh Allen's a poor decision maker. He has room to get better. Just like I don't think he's an inaccurate quarterback, but he has room to get better. So those are fair critiques to me, but not something where you're like, wow, this guy's never going to make it, because sometimes he makes risky decisions with the football. The last two I really don't understand at all. Carried by the defense, really? That's a critique out there? I don't get caught up in a lot of this back and forth. When people are arguing about Josh Allen and stuff like that, that's not going to be a conversation that I dig into. But I don't understand that claim at all. Josh Allen's best season in 2020, the defense legitimately struggled, and the Bills were 13-3, won two playoff games, went to the AFC Championship game. I can't even get behind this at all. Josh Allen has quarterbacked a top three scoring offense in each of the last two seasons. What are we talking about? Carried by the defense. That doesn't even make sense to me. It doesn't register at all. Bills had, what was it, the number one point differential in the NFL last year? Well, that's because they're scoring a lot of points. And then the last one is can't win big games. How on earth can you say something that ridiculous? Can't win big games. I would counter with, what big games didn't he win? Are you 13 seconds? Divisional round loss to the Chiefs? Do you really think that was on Josh Allen? What? Did you watch the Patriots game the week before? Did you see how Josh Allen played against the Chiefs? Won two playoff games in 2020. Do you really think it was Josh Allen's fault that they didn't win the AFC Championship game? Really? 13-3, knocking off big-time opponents. Last year, leading the team to the winning. They were 7-6 last year. They closed the season with four consecutive wins when they had to have it. What are you talking about? They can't win big games. That's complete nonsense. How about the second Patriots game last year with the division on the line? Josh Allen kicked ass for four quarters. That's a terrible narrative. Those last two are completely unfounded in anything that's true. John says, with Josh looking to put his receivers in a better position to gain yards after the catch and knowing he puts a little extra zip on the ball, will he have to make any changes to make his lead passes more catchable, as receivers will not have the benefit of using their bodies to catch the ball in addition to their hands? So when we talk about Josh Allen, quick game, getting the ball into good spots for receivers to stay up, I have a lot of different thoughts. The first one, I think, is Josh Allen struggles when he has to accelerate his process, right? He's the type of quarterback that likes to read the entire field, survey his options, and do the thing that can produce the most offense, right? And sometimes when he's not able to really do that, and it's a quick game, it's a three-step drop, hit your back foot, get the ball out, or quick turn and throw, sometimes he struggles, okay? And I think what the root of that is that the ball doesn't come out quick often. Josh Allen is not one of the fastest triggered quarterbacks in the NFL. And so when you have manufactured throws with built-in stuff like that, it takes him out of his typical sequencing that he prefers. Josh Allen last year had the fifth fewest percentage of dropbacks where the ball came out of his hands in under 2.5 seconds. And the other quarterbacks that are like in that bottom six with Josh Allen. Listen to these names: Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Jalen Hurts, Taylor Heineke, and Lamar Jackson. A lot of very young, inexperienced, unproven quarterbacks. It's just not something that's on his plate a ton. And I think because of that, there's some erratic moments. Here's another number that's pretty interesting. Josh Allen dead last in yards per attempt on passes when the ball comes out of his hands in under 2.5 seconds. He's got to get better at this. And that's why I said ball placement on short throws and quick throws is something that he can improve upon. And it feels like a very basic function of playing quarterback, but there's some dynamics in play here that leads to Josh not being as effective as he can be. This is something he can get better at. We have more to say about this here in this next question. It's from Big Worm, who says, "Would like to pick your brain about Josh and him throwing screen passes. Is it just me, or does he look like Shaq at the free throw line? And is that maybe a reason they're not a good screen team?" That's a good way to put it, I think. I don't know if I fully agree, but it paints the right picture. I do think that Josh Allen does have some challenges with those quick screens, those quick throws. We've already established that, some of those reasons. I remember a comment that Josh Allen made on a podcast. I think it was Mark Sanchez's podcast a couple of years ago, where he was talking about the opening script of games. And he said a lot of times the offensive coordinator will want to get the quarterback in rhythm and give him some short throws to just get the quarterback in rhythm. And Josh says, "I hate that because I'm antsy. I'm squeezing the ball a little harder than I need to. And, you know, I feel like I need to get into the rhythm of the game, get hit before I start doing that type of stuff." And so I think there's a little bit of a mindset with it and just a little bit more consistency doing it, so that way he feels more comfortable when he has to do it in games. So I think he's being completely honest. He's like, "Yeah, I know they're easy throws and I know they're supposed to be easy, and he's gripping the ball too tight. He's amped up. He's going to have to settle in." And I think that improved a lot last year, but I think it's still something he's working through. And then the other thing, you know, a lot of frustrations out there that the Bills aren't a great screen team. Well, you have to remember how defenses play against the Bills. Josh Allen is a dual threat quarterback that presents a lot of problems. Defenses are in zone coverage. And when defenses are in zone coverage, eyes are in the backfield. Like, hello, it just makes sense. If there's eyes in the backfield, they're running zone defense against you, it's going to be really hard to catch them, you know, by surprise with a screen pass. What you need to run great screens is a lot of man coverage and blitzing. Teams don't do that against the Bills very often. So it's nothing in terms of design or anything like that. It's just the way defenses play the Bills, because Josh Allen's a quarterback, doesn't lead to favorable looks to run screen passes. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including the NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, football's futures, and more. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. And BetOnline.net remains the best spot for all your sports podcasts and news this season. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. It's BetOnline, and it's where the game starts. Next one today comes from Kev. Kev says, "How much impact do you think the loss of Davis Webb as no longer being in the quarterback room will have on Josh Allen's play?" I think this is a good question, and it's worth mentioning. Davis Webb meant a lot to Josh Allen as a peer. In fact, he was offered the Bills quarterback's coach job before he decided to continue his playing career with the New York Giants. That's how highly the Bills thought of Davis Webb. They said, hey, look, we're not sure we have a place for you on the roster, but would you like to be the quarterback's coach? And I know Davis Webb's personal quarterback's coaches, and I've had conversation with them about Davis Webb. They say he's the smartest quarterback they've ever been around. There's never been anyone that they've seen better on the whiteboard. And I think that, you know, you kind of take all the pieces of information that you've been given about Davis Webb and you realize that, hey, this guy mattered a lot. So I definitely think this is worth mentioning, but I think it's also why the Bills went out and brought back Matt Barkley, who can be a similar type player for Davis Webb. I mean, we might look at Davis Webb when he gets done playing, him to be a QB coach, an OC, and the next thing we know, this guy's in the conversation to be a head coach in the NFL. That's the type of vibes that I get from people I talk to about Davis Webb. So I think that Matt Barkley is a nice layer to help with that. But yeah, I think it's worth mentioning that, you know, Davis Webb meant a lot to the quarterback room, and that quarterback room is all about working together to allow the starter to go out and play their best ball. It's worth mentioning for sure. Kevin says, I've watched football for over 40 years and countless times I've seen a player dominate the respective position. When you see their play regress or hear how the league figured him out, my question is, will the league figure out Josh Allen, or have they already, or is it even possible? Yeah, so the whole figure it out, right? There's a book on how to play against a certain quarterback. That's a true thing. That's out there. The good news for Josh Allen is that journey has already happened. He's already aced all the tests. If you remember as a rookie, the book on Josh Allen was play man coverage. And then him and Brian Daboll kind of worked it out. You saw more motion, more pre-snap identifiers, and Josh Allen was able to identify man coverage, go through his progressions, and if it wasn't there, make the defense pay for being in man coverage by taking off with the football. Then you saw teams say, okay, we're going to accelerate your process. We're going to give you a lot of that man coverage still, but we're going to blitz more. We're going to go, you know, we don't think you can throw the ball down the field consistently. We're going to give you the cover zero blitz. And that was a problem for Josh for a little bit, and then he figured that out. And if you want to run cover zero blitz against the Bills, please go right ahead, because Josh Allen understands how to beat that. They've got some built-in quick game, and he obviously is a lot more calm under pressure and comfortable in the pocket. So he aced that test. And then in 2020, teams are like, okay, we're going to start playing all this zone coverage against you. Josh figured that out too. Remember playing those games late in the season against the 49ers, they're really good zone defense, right? And several others. So Josh has already went through the typical, okay, let's see if he can beat this. Yeah, he can. Let's move to this. Move on, right? Like, Josh has already aced all those tests. There's no book on Josh Allen. And you know how I know there's no book on Josh Allen? Ask Bill Belichick about it and see if he's come anywhere close to figuring out how to stop Josh Allen with all the games that they've played against each other, with all the tape that he's watched on Belichick or on Josh Allen, all the common opponents. Belichick can't figure him out because there is no book on how to stop Josh Allen. Brandon says, over the last 8 games of the regular season, Josh Allen struggled in ways we've not used to see him struggle since he's taken the jump to elite status. Over that stretch, he only completed 65% of his passes twice, and 100-plus passer rating twice, over 7 yards per attempt once, and 9 interceptions. I think we all thought that after the game at New England that the old line was fixed and we'd see Josh Allen cook the last 2 games of the year, but in typical 2021 Bills fashion, we were left disappointed. In your estimation, what were the biggest reasons for Josh's struggles down the stretch of the season and as a whole in 2021, and do you expect Josh to be more like his 2021 self, his 2020 self, or somewhere in the middle going forward in his career? And a lot of fans will point to the O-line and the weather, and while I can certainly give Josh some amount of leeway, I think there's more to it than just that. Thanks again for everything you do on the podcast. Go Bills. So I think last year for Josh Allen and some of those ups and downs stemmed from his mindset and the team's mindset. I think the team I've said this a million times, the team was a very entitled football team last year where they thought they can step on a field, they're the better team, and it's going to go a certain way. And when it didn't go the way they thought it would, they really didn't adjust. I thought that switched about the Tampa Bay game. So I think it's a more of a mental approach. And I do think that the Bills have shown us over the last couple of years that they're very mindful of statistical achievements. And I thought Josh Allen chased some big plays last year. Now, that went away. You look at the New Orleans game. You look at the second Patriots game last year. You saw Josh Allen kind of fine-tune his process a little bit and start taking more profits and check the ball down and be more patient with some of his shots down the field. That was a big conversation that we had throughout the course of last season. So I think it was more of a mindset. I think the Bills just kind of wanted to get to the playoffs as healthy as they possibly could and then kind of ramp it up and crank things up. And so I think their mental approach really impacted things, and they chased a lot of plays. And that led to some bad process and some inconsistent results. Honestly, that's what I think it's rooted in. And I think they'll be better for it this year, having gone through what they did last year. Next one comes from Josh. Not Josh Allen, but a different Josh. Josh says, is Josh Allen the best Bills quarterback ever already? I don't think it's fair to say yes to this. I really don't. Josh Allen's had the two best seasons ever in Buffalo Bills history the last 2 years as a quarterback. He's the most talented quarterback the Bills have ever had. But I think we need to value longevity more, right? Like, two good seasons doesn't make you the best quarterback in team history. Can he be? Yes. Do I expect him to be? Yes. But I want to value the longevity more. And this is a conversation that I had when we were kind of picking the cover for the book, right? I wrote a book. It's called Go Bills. Check it out, buffalobillsbook.com. Comes out in late August. It'll start shipping. It's literally me writing about the history of the Buffalo Bills season by season. I tell you the story, some breakout pieces on some of the biggest events. It's a really cool book. Check it out, buffalobillsbook.com. And we, you know, I'm having conversations with the publisher about the cover of the book. And look, I'm not really responsible for the pictures and the covers and the design of the book. I was responsible for the text of the book. But I was grateful that they, you know, looped me in on a lot of these conversations. And we were trying to figure out what should be the cover, what player should be on the cover. And it was Jim Kelly. That was the guy that we went with. That was the guy originally that we went with. And it was like, all right, well, you know, look, Jim Kelly, he is still the face of the history of the Buffalo Bills. And that's what the book is on. Now, they gave me some options to consider with Josh Allen on the cover, and they were sexy as hell. But being true to what the book is, the history of the Buffalo Bills, we had to have Jim Kelly on the cover, in my opinion. Now, I expect Josh Allen to break every one of Jim Kelly's records. I expect Josh Allen to lead the Bills to a Super Bowl title. And I do expect that if I wrote this book in 5 years from now, and when maybe when we update it in 5 years or however long that takes, it'll be ready to switch covers to Josh Allen. But at this point, I'm not ready to do that. I think he's had the best seasons in Buffalo Bills history, the last two. He's the most talented. I have high expectations for what's to come. But Jim Kelly took over a 2-14 team, led him to four Super Bowls, however many division titles, like a legitimate dominant stretch for a long period of time. This Bills team is on their way, but they ain't there yet. They ain't there yet. Next one comes from Nikki, who says, at which point did you realize Josh Allen was something special? Mine was when he jumped over Anthony Barr and torched the Vikings as underdogs. And what point did you realize he was our franchise quarterback? So I've talked about this several different times throughout the course of the week. But you phrased this in an interesting way. You said, at what point did you realize Josh Allen was something special? Well, the first time I watched him play at Wyoming, you could tell that this guy's really, really different in terms of size, arm talent, athleticism. He's just a complete warrior on the field. You loved all those things. You had a lot of concern about if he can iron out his inconsistencies and become a consistent player in the NFL. That's where your caution came in. But the skill set was always really, really, really special. But for me, I continue to go back to the Dallas game in 2019. Thanksgiving, primetime, the national audience. Josh Allen was ascending, and he went out there. He was precise as a passer, big moments as a runner, led the Bills to a convincing win on the road. You're watching him eat turkey legs after the game. That was it for me, where I knew, okay, this guy's a dude. He can meet difficult moments. He can put the team on his back. And just seeing him so comfortable after that game, like, I'd watched Thanksgiving games my entire life, and you watched you know, big time players eating those turkey legs, getting that post game interview. I've never seen the Bills in that spot, right? And you always kind of wonder and fantasize about that. Well, we got it. And in that moment, I'm like, wow, this is the dude, right? This is the guy I am in. So that was the moment for me. The last couple that I want to do here, there's actually not going to be any more questions, but these last two, I didn't get in time to include on our herd mentality Josh Allen edition, but I wanted to include them today to kind of close things out. I think it's a really fun way for us to just kind of tie a ribbon on this entire week of just talking about Josh Allen. So we're going to read two more things here that are more just memories and thoughts about Josh Allen as we tie a ribbon on Josh Allen week here on Locked On Bills. The first one comes from Nick. Nick says, I attended the Bills-Patriots playoff game last year, my first in-person Bills game in Buffalo since moving to Florida 12 years ago. I've been to the two Jags games, played in Jacksonville in 2017 and last year, but we won't talk about those. Obviously, that game was freezing to a degree that was record-setting, and it only got colder the further the game got into the night. Josh's play on the field that night was electric. It was perfection on a football field. I've never seen anything like that. But I was more impressed by what happened after the final whistle. For good reason, players could not wait to get into the locker room and get heated up. I don't blame them at all. Most players vacated the field quickly after the game ended, but not Josh. He stayed for his mandatory TV interview near the tunnel end of the stadium. I was sitting about 10 rows up in the opposite end zone. And after his interview was over, instead of heading straight into the locker room, he ran the full length of the field, waving his arms in the air and applauding and appreciation for all of Bills Mafia that showed up that night to cheer him on. As someone who was waiting around after the game was over, I can't tell you how much I appreciated and respected the fact that he chose to do that. He was the only player to do that toward our end of the stadium. Yeah, it was only 5 extra minutes on the field, but it was below zero. He had just played an entire game, and nobody would have blamed him if he wanted to go rest and heat up. But that's Josh in a nutshell. Dynamic and electric on the field, and mature, inspirational, and a class act off the field as a team leader and member of the Bills Mafia community. We are lucky to have him. Awesome, awesome, awesome thoughts there. And the last one comes from Mike. And I think this is the perfect way to end Josh Allen week, especially because I'm a big dog guy. So let's give this one a read here and be on our way here as we close out Josh Allen week. Mike says, I have a short Josh Allen metaphor for what he means to me. Having Josh Allen as the Bills quarterback is like having the best dog in the world. Every day is filled with magic, and you can't imagine your life without that dog, even though you know in the back of your head that this won't last forever and that grim day will come one day. But you have to keep that out of your head because you cherish every moment that you have. You just want to soak up every precious moment. That dog can never be replaced. And when it does pass, eventually you'll look for another dog because you know that even though the pain is near unbearable at the loss, everything leading up to that is just magical. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed Josh Allen week on this podcast. It was awesome. It was everything I hoped it would be. And a big reason why is because of you guys, the listeners. You guys sent in awesome things for me to talk about today. Awesome things when we did Herd Mentality. Had a great roundtable discussion with LeSean Sherman, Joe Miller, and Kristen Kimmick. Had some fun early in the week, kind of just digging into some of my thoughts and reflecting on this journey with Josh Allen as the quarterback. It has been awesome. I hope you have enjoyed. If you did, we'd love it if you took a second to review, give a 5-star rating, leave a quick review. Tell me what you loved about Josh Allen week. I'd love to see that. And I'd love to see you back next week as we have another really fun, creative week of content planned. So don't miss anything. Make sure you're subscribed and have a great weekend. And I look forward to catching up with you again on Monday.